Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Power Through Repose by Annie Payson Call, published in 1900. Life is filled with many types of laws. For example, there are laws for health, laws for building character, and laws for honest, kindly action toward others. But the obedience to all these is a dead obedience and does not lead to a vigorous life unless it is accompanied by a hearty love for work and for play with those to whom we have relations, both young and old. It is with life as it is with art. What we do must be done with love, or it will have no force. Without the living spark of love, we may have the appearance, but never the spirit, of useful work or quiet contentment. Stagnation is not peace, and there can be no life, and thus no living peace, without happy relations with those about us. The more we realize the practical strength of the law which bids us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and the more we act upon it, the more quickly we gain the habit of pleasant, patient friendliness, which, sooner or later, may beget the same friendliness in return. In this kind of friendly relations, there is a feeling which so surpasses the unhealthy snap of disagreement that anyone who truly finds it will soon feel the fallacy of the belief that, quote, between friends there must be a little quarreling to give spice to friendship. To be willing that everyone should be themselves and work out their salvation in their own way seems to be the first principle of the law of loving your neighbor as yourself. If we drop all selfish resistance to the ways of others, however wrong or ignorant they may be, we are more free to help them to better ways when they turn to us for help. It is in pushing and being pushed that we feel the most strain in all human relations. We wait willingly for the growth of plants and do not complain or try in abnormal ways to force them to do what is entirely contrary to the laws of nature. And if we paid more attention to the laws of human nature, we would not stunt the growth of children, relatives, and friends by resisting their efforts or their lack of effort, or by trying to force them into ways that we think must be right for them because we are sure they are right for us. There is a selfish, restless way of pushing others for their own good. And there is a selfish, entirely thoughtless way of letting them alone. It is difficult to tell which is worse or which does more harm. For the first is the attitude of unconscious hypocrisy, while the second is that of selfish indifference. It is in letting others alone, with a loving readiness to help, that we find strength and peace for ourselves in our relations with others. Remember that your influence on others depends primarily upon what you are, and only secondarily upon what you think or upon what you say. It is so with babies and young children, and even more so with our older friends. We must respect their rights as we respect our own. We must shun everything that would interfere with a loving kindliness toward them, as we would have them show the same kindliness toward us. We must know that we and our friends are one, and that unless a relation is of mutual benefit, it is no true relation at all. Lastly, we must remember that a true appreciation of the wonderful power of this law comes only with daily, patient, working and waiting for the growth that it brings.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.